You're listening to The Art of Christ's Passion, a podcast series telling the Holy Week story through fascinating paintings on display at the National Gallery. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelization, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
The story of Christ's passion and crucifixion and resurrection has been told by the Christian Church for over 2,000 years, and each generation, each period, retells it in its own way and details it in its own way, making it relevant and real for that particular people at that particular point. We're now standing in front of some of the oldest pictures in the National Gallery, one of which is part of an altarpiece by De Nirio, and it's portraying the betrayal of Christ in the garden. And it's extremely beautiful in terms of the colors and the actions and all the rest that's used. But it gives us two centers of the drama of the betrayal. There is, of course, the way in which Judas betrays Christ by the kiss. And we see that that's absolutely central, because here we have the face of Christ, again, extraordinary passivity in a sense, or serenity, and being embraced by Judas. And then on the other side, on the left-hand side as we look at the picture, is the other figure, Peter, who's busy cutting off the ear of Malchus, the servant of the high priest. And again, it's the contrast between the two ways in which God achieves his purpose. There's this way of violence which is rejected, and that's the way of the world. That's not what Christ chooses. But then there is this extraordinary self-possessed serenity in which has its own power.
I think, James, this painting reminds me of one that we looked at in Advent.
Yes.
I think it was the birth of John the Baptist.
That's
There's
right.
still that iconic
That's
overtone
right.
to the painting, because it's so early. The detail of the gospel story that really attracts me, both in the gospel and in this painting, is the fact that the soldiers and the temple guards, they all come with torches and with lanterns. They need that artificial light to guide them through the darkness, and yet what is it that they come to encounter but he who is the light of the world? And I think that's a feature that we have found and we will find over this week, is whether it's Haunthurst's candle in the middle of the table that illuminates, whether it's Christ in that washing of the feet who gives a radiant light in the midst of that room. I think even in the darkness of this moment of betrayal, Christ is the one who illuminates. And Christ is the one that the people are drawn to. Whether they realize what they are drawn to, because I think when Jesus asks, "Who are you looking for?" and he says, "I am he, Jesus of Nazareth," they bow down, almost in a kind of an implicit faith. But again, that simple kiss of Judas begins the whole drama of Holy Week, the handing over. And we're about to, I think, enter into one of the most beautiful weeks of our year, of our Christian year, where we will journey with Christ, I think, through his suffering, through his passion, through his death, but to the glory that is the resurrection.
And again, it asks us, I think, as do all of the paintings that we'll be looking at, they ask us to think deeply about how God works in this world, not through violence, not through coercion, but through this other way of loving, the power of love itself and the power of sacrifice. And I think, deeply troubled world and a deeply fractured and broken society, I think these are really quite profound themes for us to reflect on during this week.
The Art of Christ's Passion is a joint production by cliftondiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the internationally award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. We'd like to pass on our thanks to the National Gallery for their help in making this series. Why not visit their interactive website at nationalgallery.org.uk. christchurch.uk.